Now, it gives it all things, all good things. You know, it doesn't just give it, like, ridiculous things like gold and jewels. But give her all the goodness that she's due. The respect. The help. No, not to the point. I don't. When I say help, I'm thinking of authoritative. You know, like say she needs help disciplining the children. Give her the help. I don't mean in the sense of like, why don't you help me do the laundry? Now she's usurping your authority. Now you can help her, but I would never respond to that sort of a. You know, I would consider that. No, I can't. I would help you if you said. Husband, or I was going to say, Lord, would you deign to help me with this overwhelming laundry? Or just to say, like, the way the wife should treat with her husband is to entreat him, to ask, as you would, with the same respect you would ask God. And the husband ought to honor those requests, the way you would want Christ to honor your request. Meaning, she asks you for some good thing. Good for the home. Good for whatever. But it's good. It's a good thing. Or, you know, something that she might even be relieved. You know, I'm really getting stressed out. Is there any, you know, would you have time to help me? Could you tell me when you could maybe, assist me with this or such or that and the other? You know, just to ask. Now, the husband has the right to turn her down. But he also must remember, you know, to be generous and give himself. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it never really stops the giving. You know, but let the wife ask as unto a Lord who she fears. Not as unto a child who she's trying to command. That is not proper. Just like I don't treat my wife like a child I'm commanding around. I don't think I do. I hope I don't. I shouldn't. I don't think I do. But there is a degree to which, you know, it's like, she has to understand that that is an absolute as far as I do not allow the usurpation of my authority. I can't allow it. That's why I said it's like when a request comes in the form of a disrespectful or treating, you know, in that sense, it has to be rejected. And it's not because I don't want to help. It's because I just can't accept it in that tone. And so it should be. So we give honor to our wife. We render her her due. Render her her requests, even. As unto the weaker vessel. No, minding the weakness. You know, in those scriptures it says we give greater honor to our weaker members. What that means is like, you know, how do you honor your weak members? I used to wonder, like, well, what's that about? Say you have a bad leg. You favor the other leg. Meaning you relieve that leg. The weak leg gets relief. The injured, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The injured arm gets the sling. You know, the part of the body that is not well gets the tender care. And so the wife ought to get your tender care. And we give her honor in that sense. As the weaker vessel, being heirs together of the grace of life, you know. But again, not receiving that to, to some sort of, where things get out of line. Again, why? That your prayers be not hindered. That's what I mean. It's like when she asks you something in a way, you know, who goes to God and says, God, you've got to give me this. I mean, you could try. And, even I, there have been times when, like, she's come to me in a way that I didn't appreciate. And I told her, and I said, no, you have to come to me like, I'm like, I know you really need this, so I'm going to give it to you. But you must understand, you cannot ask me like this. You know, and I withstand, but I also understanding, using knowledge, It's like the reason that they've lost it is because of weakness. And even though I will not allow my authority to be usurped, at times, even when they behave in a way that's not acceptable, I, just as I want God to be with me, I want Him to, if I'm unacceptable in Him, I want Him to maybe give me a little break, you know? But still, I also want to be instructed, you know? So, there is a, you know, there's a lot of wisdom that has to be used in these things. You know, wisdom is a great gift. Ask for it. If any lack wisdom, let them ask. Nothing wavering. But you got to know that the wisdom is going to teach you the things that I know. You know, wisdom, that's what, you know, where did you learn this about husband and wife? I just got married, you know, when I was 20. 21. I was 21. I was engaged when I was 20. Just got married, you know. Just learned on my feet. But I knew what the scriptures said. And as things went awry, and, you know, you could compare and examine. Verse 8. And I hope that helps. Verse 8. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love his brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Verse 10. For he that will love life and see good things, he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Which means to pursue. Let him pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God of hosts. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience.